Letting Go of Painful Emotions by Ed Garrity. It is always helpful to be aware of some processes for letting go of emotional suffering. The best way to get rid of painful emotions is to let them go. But learning to let go of emotions can be difficult. But with practice, it can be done. Let's first, however, talk about the difference in pain and suffering. From a mindfulness perspective, pain is either not getting what you want or getting what you don't want. For example, you may want a certain house, a certain relationship, a certain job, and not get it. That's painful. Examples of getting what we don't want would be an illness, someone we love leaving us. That's also painful. So painful means not getting what we want, or getting what we don't want. Suffering, however, is the ongoing story we carry around about the pain. Suffering is what we do to ourselves. Letting go of emotional suffering associated with painful emotions is not the same thing as letting go of the emotions themselves. Letting go of the suffering, the story, is a process that we can learn. I don't mean pushing away, denying, or sitting on the emotions. Emotions are valid and represent experiences and interactions that were or are painful. What I'm talking about is dealing with these emotions in a new way that will relieve some of the suffering that goes with them. Emotional suffering, we first learn to get some distance from the emotions, to stand back and observe them. If we can get distance, we can see them more clearly. Try getting some distance from a painful emotion that you have. Put it over there and look at it as if it were on a screen or a stage. Or you might watch the painful emotion move by as if it were cars in a train, and you're simply watching the train cars move by. Describe in words what the experience of that emotion is like. This also helps to give you distance and perspective. By looking at your emotions, simply observing them, you are exposing yourself to them. Looking and describing, not necessarily acting on them, and also not being swallowed up by or overwhelmed by them. So take some time now to simply close your eyes. If you're going through a painful experience currently, simply notice the emotions. if you've recently gone through a painful experience. Just simply notice the emotions that are attached to that experience. Describe the emotion and watch the emotion from a distance. You can label the emotion anger, fear, sadness. Simply notice, simply describe. Accepting our emotions, letting ourselves realize that we have these emotions and that they are real and valid, is not approving of our suffering or approving of the events that preceded these emotions. We don't have to approve of our painful emotions as we learn to accept them. Ask yourself, how might accepting these painful emotions affect your suffering? Sometimes accepting the painful emotions can reduce our sufferings greatly because we're no longer running from them or pushing them away. At times, this acceptance can reduce our pain. Even if you notice that the pain is intense, remind yourself that emotions, like thoughts, are impermanent. They come, they go, they change. And notice the difference between pain and suffering. Suffering is often the pain plus frantic efforts to push the pain away and feelings about the injustices of our suffering and the pain of having our pain. So now let's look at the steps for letting go of our suffering. First, observe your emotion and acknowledge that the emotion exists. Stand back from it and get yourself unstuck. Experience your emotion as a wave of energy coming and going, changing, concentrate on some part of the emotion, like how your body is feeling, or some image about it. Try to imagine an ocean wave flowing through you, but not so big that it knocks you down or over. Just see the emotion as that ocean wave. Don't try to push the emotion away. This makes it bigger and increases your suffering. Don't reject the emotion. And try not to judge your emotion. It really isn't good or bad. It's just there. There are no bad emotions, just emotions. Anger, fear, sadness are all painful emotions, but they are not bad. Everyone has them, and they are just as valid as the happy emotions. Try not to rehearse the emotion over and over to yourself. You don't need to escalate it or make it bigger. Sometimes, when we feel a very painful emotion, like anger or a deep grief, we hold on to it or we intensify it, making it stronger or bigger, in an effort to deal with it or to give it our full attention. But you don't need to do this. Just let it be however it is. And this can result in a lessening of the suffering. You are not your emotion. Think about all the various emotions you've experienced today. They come, they go, they start, they stop, they begin, they end. Your emotions are part of you, but it's not all of you. You are more than your emotions. Don't necessarily act on the emotion. Having the emotion does not mean you have to act. You may just need to sit with the emotion. Often acting on it can intensify and prolong it. Accepting our emotions can be a difficult process. Why would we want to accept painful emotions? We can learn to accept our emotions just the way we can learn to accept anything else about ourselves or our experience that we cannot change. Our age, our height, freckles, the birds that sing early in the morning and wake us up, the weather, allergies, etc. We can remember that acceptance and approval are two different things. You don't have to like your freckles, but they are there and you can't change that. So if you just accept or love them, you will feel a whole lot better than if you keep fighting the idea that they are there. A teacher once told me, we can go through life in two ways. We can flow through life like a leaf on a stream. As the leaf flows down the stream, it might hit rocks or twigs, But generally, the water moves the leaf past the rocks and the twigs. It might bounce against a few of those objects. But generally, if it lets go, it floats down the stream. We can go through life like that leaf, flowing with the stream. The other option is going through life kicking and screaming, creating stories, holding on to painful emotions, resentment, anger, fear. It's our choice. Again, it's not easy, necessarily, to accept the painful emotions, but they're part of who we are, and they do come and go if we let them, and don't create stories of suffering.